Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
All right.
So Erin, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you usually do to relax?
Well, I don't know if I always do this here now because I'm quite busy, but when I'm at home in Canada, the thing I like to do to relax and unwind and feel good with my friends is to actually just order a pizza. Invite my friends
over
and just watch a movie.
Good.
That's
I like movies too.
Yeah. And so like we don't do that because we want to like have a big party. We're just like trying to like feel calm and relaxed.
Chill out, right?
Now what about you?
The way I relax by myself is by taking a hot bubble bath.
Mm.
The warm water soothes my whole body and releases my pressure.
Ah.
I always feel recharged after bath.
Now that's a really nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Now that's almost kind of related to what we're talking about today.
Yes.
Which is Finnish saunas.
Saunas.
Which is kind of related to that heat aspect you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get into our article before going any further.
Reading. Feeling fine in Finnish saunas. They're hot, make you sweat, and are at the heart of Finnish culture, saunas. These rooms are typically wooden and use steam to clean the body. The tradition of using saunas has been practiced across Finland thousands of years. Today, it's just as popular. There's an average of one sauna in every home in the country. Families, friends, and even business people commonly enjoy a sauna together. Here they can wind down and chat. Saunas have many advantages. Muscles relax, as well as ease stress. These physical and mental health benefits are often enjoyed after a business deal is made. After an agreement is made, an invitation to the sauna, that the meeting went well. Saunas have even been used for serious diplomacy, as was the case with former Finnish President Urho Kekkonen. During the Cold War, he negotiated with Soviet in his own personal sauna. Whether used for business or pleasure, saunas are clearly a key part of most Finns' lives.
All right, our article today starts out by saying they're hot, make you sweat, and are at the heart of Finnish culture. Saunas. Now, I'm a sauna fan, so I like the sound of this article already. But before we start talking about them, let's check out today's shortcut for you. Be at the heart of something.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, you look tired. You're late to work, too.
I am so tired.
You've been late a lot recently, too.
I just can't get up in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's because I stay up late watching Korean dramas.
Now I see what is at the heart of the problem.
Heart of the problem? This is not a relationship issue.
Be at the heart of something means at the center of something.
I see. Be at the heart of something means 是点点点的重要部分或点点点的核心。
That's right. We now know what is at the heart of the problem. You go to bed too late.
But I can't stop watching Korean dramas.
Well, maybe just watch them less.
But that lead actor is so handsome.
Uh-huh. So that is at the heart of why you like these shows.
What should I do? So, Erin, what is a sauna?
Well, it's a small hot room. But let's look at the article for a bit more information.
Okay.
It says, these rooms are typically wooden and use steam to clean the body. Now let's look at the adverb typically, which is spelled T-Y-P-I-C-A-L-L-Y, typically, which here means usually.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Joshua typically answers 30 emails a day, except for Mondays when he has to make up for the weekend.
Typically, 副词典型地。文章中呢修饰右边的形容词 wooden, 木质的。例句中呢则是修饰右边的动词 answer, 回答。那去掉字尾 ly, typical 就是形容词典型的。For example, we can say today is another typical day,、
mm-hmm.
and it means today is just the same as every other day.
That's right.
Let's get back to the article. Mm-hmm. These rooms are typically wooden,
mm-hmm.
and there is steam in the rooms for you to clean the body.
Okay, now what happens when steam cleans the body, Elsie?
You sweat.
Mm-hmm. Now, it can be uncomfortable at times, but the steam gets rid of some of the bad stuff in our bodies. So it's really good for you.
That's right. Steam, 蒸汽可以让你 sweat, 流汗并且排出呢体内不好的东西 It's good for our health too.
Mm-hmm. Now the article says the tradition of using saunas has been practiced across Finland for thousands of years.
文章中的现在完成被动式 has been practiced 是同学们这里答题的关键哦。在现在完成式的句子当中啊，如果要表达持续多久时间，我们用 for 这个介系词再带出这一段时间。这里是 for thousands of years， 持续了数千年。
Now, it must be good if it's been practiced for that long. Now, it's still going strong today, though, as the article says. Today, it's just as popular. In fact, there's an average of one sauna in every home in the country.
Wow.
Now, that means some homes have more than one sauna.
I guess so, right?
Yeah. So, an average of one sauna in every home.Average is spelled A-V-E-R-A-G-E, average, and it's a noun. It's the number you get after adding several numbers together and dividing them by that many. Okay? So, for example, Jane found the average of the temperatures by adding them together and dividing the number by the amount of temperatures she used.
Mm-hmm.
Now...That's a really complicated definition.
Yes.
How about we listen to Elsie explain it a little bit more?
Okay, average, 平均值。文章中提到呢 there is an average of one sauna in every home. 平均每一个家庭当中都会有一个 sauna。而例句中呢则是在和我们解释怎么算。The average of temperature, 平均温度。也就是把所有的温度总和加起来再除以你取样的数量就可以了。
Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds complicated, but it's a really good skill to have to find the average.
I tried my best.
Yeah, and she's good at that.
Yes.
All right, so we know that there's probably one of these hot wooden rooms in almost every house in Finland. How are they used, though? The article says...Families, friends, and even business people commonly enjoy a sauna together.
I think it's a good way for people to talk about anything in these relaxing rooms.
Even with people you work with?
For me, it's a little bit weird, but maybe for them, it's okay.
Yeah, it seems a little bit strange to me, but you're right. Maybe it's normal for them.
Nice.
All right, now...Here they wind down and chat. That's what the article says next. It says here they can wind down and chat. The phrase wind down means to relax or become less stressed out after being worried or tense. You kind of are like this, and when you wind down, your body goes down like that.For example, I like to wind down by drinking a mug of hot milk tea and reading a good book. What about you?
I like to wind down by having a cup of coffee、
mm-hmm.
and listening to music.、
Oh.
So here we see the word W-I-N-D, wind, 这边是动词转动的意思。To wind up something 是上紧发条。那相反的 to wind down 也就是 relax, 放松的意思。那注意哦，同学们晓得名词的时候啊 ，wind 我们念作 wind 就是风。
So what makes the sauna so special? Let's find out. The article says, saunas have many advantages, helping muscles relax as well as ease stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a few words in there we need to look at. So let's start with advantage. It's spelled A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E, advantage, which is a noun. An advantage is a good feature or quality that something has. For example, owning your own business has several advantages. For one, you're the boss, so you get to make the schedule.
Advantage 优点好处。那如果是坏处缺点，我们就在 advantage 的字首加上 dis 变成 disadvantage。那不管是 advantage 或是 disadvantage， 它都是可数名词哦。
Now, one of these advantages is that saunas help muscles relax. Now, a muscle, like Elsie showed us earlier, a muscle is a part of the body that contracts or gets tighter and helps produce movement. It's spelled M-U-S-C-L-E, muscle. It's got that strange S-C there.
Yes.
Now, for example, before you exercise, you need to stretch your muscles.
Good. Muscles, 肌肉，这边的 SC, 字中的 SC, 我们合体念 S 的声音，所以我们念作 muscles, 那因为是复数加了 S.、Saunas have many advantages,、so helping muscles to relax is not the only one.
That's true. And we know that because the sentence said, we use the phrase as well as,、which is another way to say and or also.Now, I'd like a piece of pie as well as some vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
Another way to say and.
A as well as B,、也就是 A and B, A 和 B 解释的意思。
Now, what's another advantage? Saunas help ease stress. Now, the noun stress is spelled S-T-R-E-S-S, stress.Is a worried or nervous feeling that stops you from feeling comfortable or relaxed. Now, it's often caused by things at work or school or even with relationships.
Stress 是压力，那指的是呢心理上感受到的压力。Pressure 这个字也是压力的意思哦。不过它的解释呢，同学们要注意，它是外在人事物给你的压力，所以两个字的意义有一些不同。
Now, Finns don't just use the sauna with their friends and family. We talked about this a little bit before. The article says, these physical and mental health benefits are often enjoyed after a business deal is made. Now, we see that saunas have physical benefits.
Yeah.
All right, so physical is...P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L, physical. It's an adjective and it relates to your body, whereas mental relates to your mind. For example, I asked my brother to help me with the difficult physical task of carrying the desk up 2 flights of stairs.
Okay, physical, 身体的 mental, 则是心理的 Why are saunas related to business deals in the article?
Okay, so Finns even use the sauna for business. Let's find out how.
Okay.
After an agreement is made, an invitation to the saunas indicates that the meeting went well.
Okay. 文章中的 indicate 代表就是 show, 显示代表的意思
Now,A business deal in a sauna, we usually just do that with a dinner.
Right.
Yeah, we celebrate with a dinner afterwards. But
saunas.
The article goes on to say, saunas have even been used for serious diplomacy, as was the case with former Finnish president Urho Kekkonen. Hopefully I'm saying that name right. All right, now let's take a look at the noun diplomacy, which is spelled D-I-P-L-O-M-A-C-Y, diplomacy. It's the job or activity of managing the relationships between countries. For example, the government avoided a war because it worked on its diplomacy with the other country.All right, now, that's another tough word. Let's have Elsie go over it a bit more.
Okay, diplomacy, 外交。例句中说到的呢，政府避免战争发生，因为正在与这个国家进行外交。所谓的外交，就是与外国打交道的意思。
All right, now, you're a lifesaver, Elsie, but let's move on a little bit and look at the...phrase, as is the case with. Can you also help me with that one?
Okay,
In the article, we saw the phrase, as is the case with something, 就是如同某个情况一样。这个片语呢，在举例的时候会出现。
Let's look at the adjective former next. It's spelled F-O-R-M-E-R, former. Now, we use former to say what someone or something was in the past. So, Harry's former wife lives in Japan now. She moved there after they divorced.
Former, 前任的，前者的。
Now, how exactly did the president use diplomacy in the sauna? The article says, during the Cold War, he negotiated with Soviet politicians in his own personal sauna.
Cold War, 冷战时期1947到1991年，美国、英国等资本主义的国家与苏联，还有这些社会主义的国家之间的政治对抗。芬兰 Finland, 则是资本主义的这一方。
Okay, now the verb negotiate, spelled N-E-G-O-T-I-A-T-E, negotiate, means to discuss something and reach an agreement, especially in business or politics. For example, the police negotiated with the bank robbers. They gave the robbers food for letting some of the bank workers go free.
Negotiate, 协商 Negotiate with somebody, 与某人或某方协商
All right, now let's bring this article to an end with the final sentence. It says, whether used for business or pleasure, saunas are clearly a key part of most Finns' lives. Now that certainly seems true.
Yes, well, that's all the time we've got for today's article. So let's finish up with our For You Chat.
All right.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is about saunas. We're talking about Finland and how they use their saunas. So let's ask Elsie, would you feel comfortable in joining a sauna with your friends or family members, and why?
Actually, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't feel comfortable in joining a sauna with my friends or even my family members. Why? Because I don't like to talk or even have a chat with anybody when there's...only a towel or swimsuit on me.
Okay.
I would find it really weird and I couldn't focus on the topic.
Right, so you're just focused on the towel.
And then. I would look around
and
focus on their towels.
Okay, that makes sense. Sorry, I just had to sneeze there.
What about you, Erin?
Well, I've had...saunas with my friends before, so it doesn't really bother me with my friends. But I've never done that with my family, so I can't really be sure. Saunas aren't a huge part of Canadian life, so I've never really thought about it too
much. Maybe next time you can try.
Maybe.
With your family.
Yeah, okay, and then I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
But for now, what about you guys? Would you guys feel comfortable?Have a chat about it, but we have to go. We're out of time. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling fine in Finnish saunas. They're hot, make you sweat, and are at the heart of Finnish culture. Saunas. These rooms are typically wooden and use steam to clean the body. The tradition of using saunas has been practiced across Finland for thousands of years. Today, it's just as popular. In fact, there's an average of one sauna in every home in the country. Families, friends, and even business people commonly enjoy a sauna together. Here, they can wind down and chat. Saunas have many advantages.Helping muscles relax as well as ease stress. These physical and mental health benefits are often enjoyed after a business deal is made. After an agreement is made, an invitation to the sauna indicates that the meeting went well. Saunas have even been used for serious diplomacy, as was the case with former Finnish President Urho Kekkonen.During the Cold War, he negotiated with Soviet politicians in his own personal sauna. Whether used for business or pleasure, saunas are clearly a key part of most Finns' lives. Vocabulary Review. Typically, the homes in this neighborhood are typically one-floor buildings. Average. The plane carries an average of 200 people every flight. Advantage. One advantage of this plan is that it costs less money. Muscle. Many people lift weights in order to build bigger muscles. Stress. Michael's busy job is the source of a lot of stress in his life. Former. The basketball coach is actually a former NBA player.